Hey everyone, Pastor Burns here. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. Today we're going to learn about God giving us what we need to overcome the many enemies in our Christian life. God gives us grace, God gives us strength, God gives us wisdom and direction, and that's just to name a few. We're going to look at God's help in our life as we strive to please Him, and it's coming up next on Timeless Truths.
See, our heart is not pure by default.
Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who He is.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away backward.
And they that come to God must believe that He is. He is the Creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus."
Last week, Pastor Burns was sharing with us a wonderful timeless truth from the Word of God. Our time ran out, so we're going to jump in where we left off. Grab your Bible, maybe a cup of coffee, and let's learn from the Word of God this morning. Pastor, take it away.
It happened several times on several occasions, and the Bible helps us to understand that this was the role of the shepherd, to protect the sheep. David had pried open his mouth, the mouth of that bear or the mouth of that lion, and rescued that sheep and grabbed it by the beard and said, "Leave my sheep alone." Of course, I added that. But the Bible says he smote it. He slew it. He risked his life for the sheep. And that's the picture of Jesus as the good shepherd in John 10. He's defending the flock. The hired hand doesn't care about the sheep. But a good shepherd looks after the sheep. He gives his life for the sheep. For the sheep, there are dangers all around. The moment an individual becomes a Christian, they are involved in a spiritual battle. And David knew that at that moment, he had enemies in his life. In fact, the idea of enemies appears over 50 times in the Psalms. David used the idea of enemies 23 times or so when speaking of his own personal life. The greatest trial of David's life was when his own son had become his own enemy. Absalom listened to the advice of Ahithophel. And the Bible says in 2 Samuel 17, "And the saying pleased Absalom well and all the elders of Israel." And Absalom sought to kill his own father and to take the throne. He writes in Psalm 41, verse 9, speaking of Ahithophel, he said, "Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." Now, David was no stranger to enemies, but there was great enemies to the sheep that he couldn't ignore. And David understood that as he faced the enemies of his life, that he had a great shepherd in his life to help him. He had a great shepherd in his life to protect him. I want us to think about the enemies of the Christian. Who are the enemies of a child of God? Well, first of all, I think this is a given. We have the devil. The moment you belong to the flock, the devil becomes your enemy. And he hates you because he hates God. The Bible says to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah.
Bible says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. This is a wonderful picture in this passage of scripture. The shepherd prepares for us a table in the very presence of our enemies. And David understood the providence table of God among such attacks. God supplies good things to meet the needs of our heart. Think about the confidence of Satan in his attack against Job. In Job 1 verse 11, the Bible says that Satan said to God that Job will curse thee to thy face. Job was to face great tribulation and trial because of Satan's desire to crush Job. And Satan said, I will crush him, I will destroy him. That's what Satan was telling the shepherd. But the shepherd prepared a wonderful table of grace and strength in the difficulties in Job's life. And Job did not accuse God nor charge him foolishly. By the way, God also brought the advice of Ahithophel to naught, and God delivered David from Absalom. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. The shepherd is always there, and he's protecting the sheep. He's defending the flock. It's such a wonderful image. It's such a wonderful picture. The table is spread, and the shepherd says, come and dine. Now, what is available on the table for us to enjoy? Well, we know that Jesus is the bread of life in John 6, 48. I find all that I need from the shepherd's table. He is the Word. He offers amazing grace. We see his doctrines and promises in Scripture, his care and comfort and love for me on a daily basis. And as I travel this valley, the devil, as a roaring lion, is there to attack. My own wicked heart deceives me. The world tries to allure me. And yet I find the power and strength at the shepherd's table to find all that I need to help me. In the very presence of mine enemies, the Lord is there to help me. I want us to notice number two, the anointing of the sheep. The Bible says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Hey, this is Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We wanted to invite you in joining us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths, but also your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Or you can e-transfer to send your gift by using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift would be a great blessing and encouragement to us, and it will help us stay on air and share God's timeless truths to our community. We would love to pray for you. If you have a prayer request, head on over to timelesstruthsradio.com and send us your prayer request today. We believe that God hears and answers our prayers, and we are excited to add your requests to our prayer list. If you have any questions about this morning's message, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you, even if it's just a word of encouragement. You'll find our contact information at timelesstruthsradio.com. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to send us an email or give us a call. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, let's get back to this morning's message. Once again, here's Pastor Jerry Burns.
That day forward, so Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. In Psalm 89, it reflects on this truth. And the Bible says in verse 20, and I have found David my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, mine arm also shall strengthen him. God had set David apart as his servant. And by the way, there's a wonderful picture here of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is the Christ. He is the anointed one. And God's anointed one is his appointed one, empowered to be the Savior of the world. God has sent his only begotten Son into the world to die for our sins in the fullness of time. And Jesus is the only way to have our sins forgiven and to have a home in heaven. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink after him he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead, to give to him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And we are believers today. If you know Christ as your Savior, you're a believer. You are set apart, empowered by his Spirit, and sent to do the work of God. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 26, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. As false teaching came into the church, as enemies tried to devour the flock, they rested in the strength of the Holy Spirit and his power in their life. The Holy Spirit is a person of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit is a person who indwells us at the moment of salvation. The anointing or indwelling of the Spirit is a seal of eternal life. Ephesians 1 verse 14, the Bible says, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. The Spirit of God has been given to the sheep to help us and to protect us. The Bible says that he will guide us. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, John 16, 13, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. The Spirit of God will lift up Jesus. He will convict men of their sin and lead them to the shepherd. He will comfort us. In Acts 9, verse 31, the Bible says, and then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied. And the Bible also says that he will chasten us. He will discipline us in our life. The Bible says, do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, James 4, 5, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. The Spirit of God is directing us to the Lord. And when we sin, when we fail to follow his leading, we grieve the Spirit of God, and he chastens us. He disciplines us so that we will get our heart right. The Bible says that the enemies of the Christian, we see that God is defending the flock. We see the anointing of the sheep as he has given to us the Spirit of God to guide us and comfort us and chasten us. But I want you to notice, thirdly, a filled cup. The Bible says, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The Lord has prepared for us a table in the wilderness. He has consecrated us, given us his Spirit to walk and work for him. He has filled our cup with blessing, and we can now say, my cup overflows. But maybe that's not you this morning. Maybe you're listening to this program, and maybe you're like Ruth. In Ruth chapter 1, verse 20, and she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara. The Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? And maybe you feel empty this morning. I've been there. I've experienced that. When you feel your cup is empty, you feel you've been dealt a bad hand. You feel like God has dealt harshly with you. But I want to remind you, if you're a believer today, if you're a Christian, then we are a blessed people. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have all that we need in the shepherd, even if you cannot see it right now. Let me give you some thoughts about a filled cup, if I could. First of all, Jesus took our cup. Why are we so blessed? Our cup runs over because of Christ's atoning work. He took our cup. He took my cup, and he took it to us. He took my cup. He took your cup. He took Calvary for us. The Bible says in Matthew 26, 39, and he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. If we were going to enjoy a cup full of blessing, then Jesus would have to drink the bitter cup of death. And the result of that is glorious. Psalm 16:5, the Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, of my cup thou maintainest my lot. He drank the cup of suffering for me. He drank the cup of sacrifice for me. He drank the cup of death for you and me. But we see not only that Jesus take our cup, but our cup overflows. Because of what Jesus has done for us, we can experience true blessing and true joy in our life. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1, verse 8, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And if our cup overflows, we must make sure that it overflows into someone else's cup, because we've been blessed to be a blessing. You know, David looked at his life, and he had his share of hard times. He had his share of enemies. He had his share of difficulties. But God was with him the entire time. And David realized this as he's making his way through life, and he's traveling this shadow of death, this valley of shadow of death. He understood that God is defending the flock and empowering the sheep and filling his cup until it overflowed. And David didn't always see the goodness of God, but he knew that his cup was overflowing with the graciousness and goodness of God Almighty. And so are you feasting at the table of the Lord today? Are you resting in the shepherd's care? As we come to an end to another message, it brings us to a place of decision. How are we going to respond to the Word of God today? If you're not sure that you'd go to heaven to be with God when this life is over, then I want to invite you to know what the Bible says. The Bible teaches us that all of us are sinners. We have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. That verse means that no matter how hard we try, we cannot save ourselves based on our own merits. It's not about being a part of a church denomination or being a good person. The Bible teaches us that we have come short of God's glory. You see, that's why Jesus came, and that's why he died on the cross. He died to give us eternal life so that we could have a home in heaven with him. And if you believe the gospel today, if you believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe today that you're a sinner and that you're separated from God and there's nothing that you can do to save yourself, but you accept the fact that Jesus died for you and as you, would you call out to him to save you? The Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You could pray a simple prayer like this: "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I know that I'm separated from you. I believe your gospel. I believe that you died for me. Would you save me? Would you wash my sins away? Would you make me your child?" Now, it's not the words in the prayer, but it's the hard decision behind the prayer. And if you prayed a prayer like that and you mean it from your heart, then the Bible teaches us that you're a Christian. You're a child of God, and you have a home in heaven promised for you. We'd love to hear about your decision. Would you go to timelesstruthsradio.com? Just click on that Contact Us button, and would you just send us an email and tell us that you've trusted Christ as your Savior? We'd love to pray for you and with you, and we'll even send you some resources to help you in your newfound faith. Christian, the Bible teaches us that when we hear his word, we also have to make a decision. Will you trust in what the Bible says today? Will you rest in the care of the shepherd for your life? I hope that you'll make good decisions today as you trust the Lord in your life today and tomorrow. God bless you. Again, thank you so much for joining us for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Burns, and this ministry is brought to you by Kitchener Baptist Church and supporters just like you. God bless, and we hope that you'll join us next week on Timeless Truths.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about the ministries of our church and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our church website at kitchenerbaptist.org. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give at kitchenerbaptist.org. To learn more about our ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus Christ right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life. Check out our video at kitchenerhope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and learn more from God's timeless truths.